Un saludo al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín, allá donde se encuentra, y a todos los hermanos y a todas las hermanas, y también...
Greetings to the missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín, there where he is at, and to all the brothers and sisters, and also to all those who are connected through the satellite Amazonas and through the satellite Etelsat 8, and also those who are connected through the Internet, today, Friday, December 8th of this year, 2023. Let us open our Bibles in the Gospel according to John, on chapter 1, verse 18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. There he draws a star of David. The four titles of Jesus as Son. You may please be seated. This message was preached on February 6, 2015 in Calle, Puerto Rico by our dear friend and brother, Dr. William Soto Santiago. He tells us in the book of quotations, let us search in the book of quotations on page 13a. Of paragraph 128. He tells us, now what did he promise to vindicate himself? In a man, a human flesh, like he did to Abraham when the Son of Man, he would be the Son of Man, not the Son of God now, the Son of God in a Son of Man. And there he draws a Star of David on the right side. And on the left side he writes, today, in Ezekiel, the first chapter, the second verse, Jehovah called Ezekiel the Son of Man. Exactly what Jesus called himself. You understand that through the teaching of the week. Now, see, what is the Son of Man? Prophetic. What was Malachi for? To be a prophet. What was these things to happen in the last days? Now, he never said when. He said they would happen. And they did. Now, you, if he is still the Son of God, the Son of Man, ready to be revealed in the last days on the throne of David as Son of David. He is that word. And he has just changed his mask. See, from what could not be seen to what is absolutely declared. The Word made flesh. God changing mask. God in morphe. That is, God using his instrument in each age and in each dispensation. One eye closes, that is a prophet, a seer, an instrument, a veil of flesh, and another one opens. And that is how it's been from age to age and dispensation to dispensation. Because it is the way that God speaks to his people. That is why Amos chapter 3 verse 7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing without first revealing his secrets to his servants, his prophets. And there, he writes on the left side on that paragraph, starting from the bottom part on the left side upward, he writes, Son of David. And he writes, on the throne in the last days. Son of David on the throne in the last days today. Below, he also writes there, the Word made flesh. And he also writes the teaching. And above, he writes, Son of Man, Prophet. Son of God, Theophany, the Holy Spirit. Son of David, and on Son of David, he draws a cornerstone on the side. And an arrow toward Son of David, revealed at the last day. Now, he continues saying, on the same
page,
on the same page. There on that paragraph above, he promised in there that you know the secrets of the heart. Now the third stage is just breaking in the ministry now. There he writes, the third pull equals breaking in the ministry. Now notice what he tells us in this message, Jesus and the Four Titles of Son, preached on November 17, 1991 in Guatemala. He says, each one of these titles of Son has an inheritance. Through each of these titles of Son, an inheritance is claimed and granted. And in this same book of quotations, let us turn to page 147, in paragraph 13:13. It tells us there, watch Jesus in Luke 17:30, see? When he was saying there about the end time, how they would be like in the days of Noah. Then he said, and likewise in the days of Sodom, said, when the Son of Man is being revealed. The Son of Man again, not Son of God, Son of Man, see? That brings in Malachi 4 again, right straight back. All these other prophecies coming right in, how it's supposed to be done. He proves his word to be so. And above there he writes, not Son of God, but Son of Man. And then he will be the Son of David. And our brother William continues saying, therefore, we need to know these titles of Son and know the inheritance pertaining to these titles of Son, because it is the divine inheritance which is granted in and to the heirs. Also in the book of quotations, let us turn to page 121. Paragraph 1072. It tells us, and remember, that was the last sign that was given to the elected church. Abraham and his bunch, before his promised son appeared. Is that right? God had given Abraham signs all along the journey, and so has he the church. But when the angel of the Lord came down and do that, he destroyed the unbelieving Gentiles. And the expected son that had been waiting for appeared, Isaac. This ministry will end soon, and the expected son will appear himself. And he writes, Christ in his angel. And where it says, the expected son, he writes, son, Moses. He is a dispensational messenger. And above he writes, son, Moses, and I am saying, it is a messenger. In other words, that son is a dispensational messenger, because it is in a change of dispensation. And above he writes, the son of Abraham will come, equals Christ. And he writes, when the ministry of the fourth Elijah ends. Now notice, what would come after the forerunner? The one forerun, which our brother William told us that in the tenth vision, there he was shown the pillar of fire, speaking to someone else higher above from where he was. And he saw everything that was happening there. And our brother William told us that there, that would be the final vindication that the forerunner of the second coming of the Lord was the Reverend William Marion Branham. And for those who want to receive him, the Reverend William Marion Branham of North America, with the spirit and power of Elijah in his fourth manifestation, was the forerunner of the second coming of the Lord. Now, notice also here in the book of quotations, page 55. that which I quoted you, also in the Book of the Ages, he mentions it, that the appearance of Jesus, let's look it up so that we can have it also here. That is on page, in this one, is on page 326, the book edited, which in Spanish is 365, 366, and so on, of the other ones. And it says, though he will not be popular, he will be vindicated by God. As Jesus authenticated John and the Holy Ghost authenticated Jesus, we can well expect this man will be first of all authenticated by the Spirit working in his life in acts of power that are indisputable and found nowhere else. And Jesus himself, in returning, and he writes with Moses and Elijah, will authenticate him even as he authenticated John. John witnessed that Jesus was coming, and so will this man, like John, and he writes Elijah, witness that Jesus is coming, and he writes with Moses and Elijah. And the very return of Christ will prove that this man indeed was the forerunner of his second coming. This is the final evidence that this indeed is the prophet of Malachi 4, for the end of the Gentile period will Jesus himself appearing. And he writes Elijah and Moses. Then it will be too late for those who have rejected him. That is the final evidence, notice, that he was the forerunner of his second coming. Now let us read here where we paused on page 55 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 478. It says, Jesus in the Gospel had four titles. We caught that. Son of David, heir to the throne. Son of Abraham, the royal grant. And he writes right above that, royalty of the kingdom. Son of man, heir of the earth. Son of God, heirs to all things. The royal grant. And above, he writes, to grant equals son of, to that, David, of Abraham, of man, of God. Let us also turn to 45, page 45 of the Book of Quotations. Paragraph 385 says, and as we overcome by the Holy Spirit like he had, we will sit with him as he takes the earthly throne of David, to sit and rule with him just like he did up there, amen, with power and authority over all the earth. And the earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to be manifested, God's Son. Because after all, this world was not given for God to control. Let's notice that that's right. Who is God of the earth? Man. That's his domain. All, everything in the earth is subject to the man. Through sin he fell. Through Christ's redeeming power, he comes back again. That's right. Because the earth belongs to man. It was given to him, and he was ruler over everything. And all of nature groaning, waiting for that time that when the sons of God will be manifested again. And above he writes, on the throne equals the Son of David. And on the side he writes, Revelation 11. And at the bottom he writes, the manifestation of the children, the adoption. And he also writes, God was manifested in flesh. Revelation 10, 1 to 11, 11, 3 to 14, and 11, 15 to 19. there is another place also. There are several places, but we are taking some of them, where he tells us about this inheritance pertaining to these titles. Notice on page 142 of paragraph 1274, there also tells us, it says, now, when Jesus came to the earth, he came in the name of three sons, Son of Man, which is a prophet, Son of God, and Son of David. Now, he lived here on earth. He never did say he was the Son of God. He said, I am the Son of Man. Jehovah himself called Ezekiel and the prophets Son of Man, because he had to come to fulfill Scripture as a prophet. Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. That's the reason he could not be the Son of God there, because he was the Son of Man. The Word came to the prophets, and he was the Word in its fullness, Son of Man, the major prophet. Not the major prophet, but the God prophet. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him. Therefore, he was the Son of Man. Now, for 2,000 years, he's been known to us as Son of God, Spirit. And in the millennium, he will be the Son of David upon the throne. There he writes, millennium-the throne. We all know that, who believe the Scriptures. Now, Jesus said, just at the end of this church age that we're living in, that the Son of Man would be revealed again in the same manner it was, as it was at Sodom. And he writes, in a prophet. In other words, notice, the Archangel Gabriel and Michael were there, and that represents the ministries of Moses and Elijah, which is those ministries of Revelation 11, in a man, in a prophet. Above he writes, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. In the message, Revelation chapter 5, part 2, on page 28, he tells us, our brother Branham, on that page 28, he tells us, now watch, when our kinsman redeemer become Jesus Christ, he become the Son of David, which is an heir to the throne. Glory, he heired the throne by being a Son of David. God told back there that he would never leave David. Never would leave David without a seed. And Christ is the Son of David. And he become our kinsman redeemer. And waiting, getting a place ready to where he can reign with us. As the Son of David, he is heir to the throne. And he writes one. A one right beside as Son of David. Now, in the next paragraph, he writes the number two, as the Son of Abraham, and he writes Moses. He is an heir to the royal grant. And he writes Palestine and 144,000. Amen. That's right. He is heir to the royal grant. Amen. Palestine and all that's in her. And he writes, the 144,000 and all of Israel. Abraham's seed. He was a son of Abraham. And at the bottom he writes, there, son of Abraham, dash, heir to the royal grant. Let us continue reading. And he writes, three, as the Son of Man. And there above, as the Son of Man, he writes Revelation 10:8-11 and 19:11-21, which is the coming of the Lord. As the Son of Man, what does Son of Man, what did man lost? He lost the earth. So as the Son of Man, he is the heir to everything in the earth. all this his God, and he has to give it back to us. Then he's returning back as he was. He's now. Then he writes 4. Now then, as the Son of God, he inherits all things. As Son of David, he is heir to the throne. As Son of Abraham, he is heir to the royal grant. And he writes Palestine and everything. It says, Palestine and everything there is. He writes there above. As Son of Man, he is heir to the earth. And there he writes, royalty. As Son of God, he is heir to all things in heaven and earth. Let's read it straight through this paragraph. It says, now, then as the Son of God, he inherits all things. As the Son of David, he is heir to the throne. As Son of Abraham, he is heir to the royal grant. As Son of Man, he is heir to the earth. As Son of God, he is heir to all things in heaven and earth. Oh my, that's our Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer. There on the side he writes, the four titles of Son. Now notice, oh, this does me so good. There is where I really get feeding. Now, let your heart loose to God just for a few minutes. Listen to this. Satan is a squirter. He doesn't legally own this. And he's had 2,000 years of fuss whether he owns it or somebody else owns it. But Christ came as the King's Man Redeemer and redeemed it back to us. But Satan possesses it. But you know, after a while, this great fight's over. He'll be cast into the lake of fire, see? He'll be done away with, and all them which worship him. But the heirs of salvation will come with Christ. Now, he is squatter. Now remember, in the Old Testament, if a man lost his inheritance and a squatter come into his land, he could not hold it any longer for annihilation from the owner until 50 years. After 50 years, the year of Jubilee came by. And the year of Jubilee, when the year of Jubilee come along, then everything went back to its original beginning again. All slaves, they went back to the original beginning. If a man was hoeing in the field, and the trumpet sounded, and he heard it, he'd throw down the hoe and say, I'm not more a slave. I go back home to my family. Everything was given back. If a squirter was on the ground, he had to get off the ground. There he writes, the trumpet of the year of Jubilee, Leviticus 25:8. That's all. He got off the ground because why? The legal owner was coming back. He had to give way. And he writes in this other book, he writes, in the year of Jubilee, everything returns to its original owner. Hallelujah. One of these days, the kingdoms of this world will fall, and the legal owner will come in one of these days. Amen. And he writes, Revelation 11:15-18. 5:8-11. Now, our brother William continues telling us here, in this message that we are reading of Jesus and the four titles of Son, he says, and the heirs are led by the eldest Son, the firstborn, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we as children of God and firstborns written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life, we are interested in our inheritance because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, our Lord. As the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 8:17. So as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, it is suitable for us, and we, the children of God, are interested to know the inheritance belonging to the children of God, which is subject to these titles of son. And we are interested in knowing every divine inheritance which belongs to the children of God, which is subject to these titles of son. Notice in the book of quotations, also tells us there on page 141, paragraph 1265, it tells us, Son of Man always in the Bible is a prophet, see? He come in the three sons' name, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David, see? And he pronounced his name Son of Man, because that's the work he done of a prophet, seer. He said, in the days like it was in Noah, when the Son of Man begins to reveal himself, that will be the time of the end. Above he writes, Son of David, Son of God, Son of Man, equals a prophet. Our brother William continues saying, and what belongs to him? Everything. Because he, as son of Abraham, is the heir of the royal grant. He is the heir of all of Israel, all the land of Israel, and of everything that is there. As son of David, he is the heir to the throne of David to be king over the Hebrew people. As son of man, he is the heir to the whole earth, with all that is in the earth. And as son of God, he is the heir of the heavens and the earth as well. So everything belongs to him. On page 124 of the book of quotations, in paragraph 1102, he tells us, that's what the Jews did when the veils was rent and brought God into plain view, hanging on the cross. He was in plain view, but they couldn't see it. Could it be possible that the Gentiles had did the same thing? Above he writes, the Gentiles under crucifixion today. Oh God, when they had the church ages of the Son of God, and there he writes, Holy Spirit, HS. But when now the veil of these denominations and things, this veil of tradition that we've got since Pentecost, when the church traditions has been rent, the things that the people said, days of miracle is past, and these things, and God had took the veil off of it and brought it in plain view, and they're ready to crucify it again, just exactly like the unveiled God, plain view, and there he writes crucifixion. They should have seen him standing there. Yet he was too common. He was an ordinary man. They couldn't see it. And he writes, they are ready to crucify him again. As son of man, back then in his first coming, they crucified him. And as son of man, and son of David, notice that they will crucify him as well. Let us turn here to page 126. He tells us in paragraph 1122, and Jesus in Luke 17 said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be when, at the returning, when the Son of Man will be made manifest. Not Son of God now, Son of Man be made manifest. When he is being revealed, made known to his church, Son of Man will be revealed just before the promised Son. And in the promised Son, he writes, Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Abraham has seen God in many different forms, in a light and in a vision. But here was God in a man, just before the waited and promised Son appeared. Jesus said, before the promised Son returns again, Elohim would make himself, his word, manifested in flesh, God. Sirs, we would see Jesus. God manifested the same in all ages. It's always been. He had hid himself in behind human flesh. It's God in you. And let us turn to page 135 of this book of quotations. Of paragraph 1206. It tells us, this, the third pool, and is speaking the word. It seems entirely possible for you to speak the word and one would be completely and fully restored, placed entirely ready for the rapture in the resurrection, the Son of Man. And he writes, the third pool equals speaking the word. Now notice how he says there, that it will be possible for you to speak the word and what would be completely, fully restored. That is, transformed and ready for the rapture. Because it is through the spoken word that the resurrection and transformation will take place. Notice what he also wrote there. It says, being restored for the rapture in the resurrection. And also there above the third pool equals speaking the word, he also wrote there, standing before the Son of Man. Now, our brother William continues saying here, and in the coming of the Son of Man, all these titles of Son will be manifested. All the titles of Son, notice, will be manifested where? In the coming of the Son of Man. Now on page 148 in the book of quotations, it tells us also on paragraph 1316, it says, now Jesus came in three names, Son of Man, which is a prophet, Son of God, which went through the church age, then Son of David. But in between the Son of God and Son of David, according to his own word and according to Malachi 4 and many scriptures, he is to return back into his church in physical form, in the people, in human beings, in the way of being a prophet. And he writes there above the whole line, he writes, fourth Elijah, fifth Elijah, second Moses, second Jesus. And there on the left side, he draws a pyramid and the ages. And then outside the ages, below he writes one. Then inside the age, he writes two. And above, on the cornerstone, he writes three. But notice how he says that in between the Son of God and the Son of David. See, he is not putting himself in that part of the cornerstone. Rather, he is placing himself in the gap, right there in the middle. He says that he would appear, and that would be the fourth Elijah. Above he writes, Jesus came in three names, Son of Man, Son of God, and also writes there, Son of David. And on 137 of this book of quotations, paragraph 1219, there it tells us, some say Brother Branham is the Son of Man. I thought the pillar of fire was the Son of Man. Am I mistaken? Well, that's a good question. Very good. But I am not the Son of Man, but a Son of Man. There is quite a difference. Jesus Christ was the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Son of David. Now, the reason that question probably was asked this person or being said, because people regard me as a seer, which I have never. I've got a question in here just blasting me on that, see? But when I read these questions, you'll see why I answer things the way I do, until I am definitely led to do something, see? Then I'll say what I must say. But that hour hasn't arrived. And he writes, that is, he draws a cornerstone there. That hour hasn't arrived. And he draws a cornerstone. That is, what hasn't arrived? The age of the cornerstone. So, I am not the anointed Son of Man. I don't claim to be his prophet. Many times I've said it when I didn't think I said it. Catch myself on the tape. But I say that sometimes because if you want to give it in terms, a prophet in the English term is merely a preacher. Anybody knows that. Get the dictionary. See? A prophet is a preacher under the English dictionary. But under the Hebrew or the Greek, a prophet is a seer. One who foresees things and foretells things. But under the English interpretation, a prophet is a seer. So I don't want to call myself anything but your brother. I am your brother, and you just regard me as Brother Bill or Brother Branham or whatever you want to do about that. That's fine. That's dandy. What you believe, keep that to yourself. See? One cannot start speaking the things that God is revealing to him. Instead, one keeps that in the heart. See? And now, what was the other question? I get so wound up in these, I forget that the things were. One of them was I the Son of Man? Here it is, I believe, the Son of Man, or was the pillar of fire the Son of Man? And there he writes, the pillar of fire. No, the pillar of fire is the anointing. And he draws a star of David on the right side there. The pillar of fire is the anointing. As Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and also that in the last days, as it was before Lot's time, or in Lot's time in Sodom, so shall it be in the days that the Son of Man reveals himself again, revealing himself. Where did he see the pillar of fire go down? In the great tent cathedral, in a little wooden room. In that vision that was shown to him, that is, that pillar of fire came down. It was working there. He saw all of that. And where does the pillar of fire work? It has always worked through his instruments. In other words, it was the pillar of fire there, in that anointing, in that ministry. There beside it, he writes, the Logos, the anointing, the pillar of fire. Now, in these last days, the Logos that was upon Jesus, which he has become from the back of the pillar of fire again, and has descended down on the earth to, I was going to say something, but I watched the tape, they wouldn't believe that if you tell them, it wouldn't make any difference. They, people, wouldn't believe it, but I'll omit that. But has come down for, like an investigation judgment goes on. I am not he, I am his servant. And the pillar of fire is not he. It's in spirit form, see, which was upon the Son of Man, and has come now to anoint sons of men. And he writes, prophets, 50 Elijah and Moses. And on the side, he draws a cornerstone and the ages, and he writes, Logos, the pillar of fire. To bring back a ministry just exactly like he said it would be, in order for the head and the rest of the body to connect together. And there he also draws on the side a cornerstone and the ages. And above he writes, the joining of the body with the head. And on top of 12:19, up there at the beginning of that excerpt, he writes, the pillar of fire equals the Logos, equals the angel, the Word. And he writes, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. He writes right there, one after the other one. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. Notice what our brother William tells us there. And in the coming of the Son of Man, all these titles of Son will be manifested. And that any time one of those titles is needed, in order to obtain what goes along with that title, it will be manifested. Notice how is everything that is under that title is going to be obtained? Well, by manifesting that title in that instrument. On page 123, also in the book of quotation, paragraph 1096, it tells us, now notice, now as he came, he had to come as Son of Man, because the Holy Scripture said that he would. God would raise up a prophet to them. So he could not come calling himself the Son of God, because it wasn't that dispensation. See? He was the Son of Man, prophesying to fulfill and revealing to them all things that had been done, and type what he was. In other words, all those prophets who were reflecting him, typifying him. Then, when he appeared, then he was revealing there with his presence all the things that had been done as a type of what he was going to do. And there he draws a Star of David and he writes types. On the right and on the left he writes types. Then he was on earth as Son of Man. Look at that Syrophoenician woman run to him and said, Thou, Son of David, have mercy of me. He never as much as raised his head. She had no claim on him as Son of David. She was a Gentile. No more than my daughter has claims on me as husband or my wife as daughter. Yet she is my daughter and my wife. She is my daughter in the gospel, but earthly, she has no right to call me a father, see? Now notice, this Gentile woman had no claims on him as Son of David. But blind Bartimaeus did, see? He was a Jew. Now, he came as Son of Man. You have to know these words and these things. Look at Hattie Wright, that time, when the third pool. You remember it? Of all the things, that woman said the right thing. You've got to say that right word, that right thing to God. Notice now, he came first as the prophet and they crucified him. His own crucified him. He came as the Son of Man. Then after the Holy Spirit came, he was the Son of God. God is a Spirit. He was the Holy Spirit, Son of God. He lived through the church ages as Son of God. Now in the millennium, he'll be Son of David, sitting on the throne of his father David. He is the Son of David now. And remember, between the Son of God, in the Laodicea church age, they put him out. And in Luke, he said he would be revealed again as the Son of Man, the prophet fulfilling the rest of it. He writes there, Son of David, for the Jews. And he draws a Star of David on the side. He is revealed in the last days as Son of Man, according to Malachi 4. All the rest, the prophecies pertaining to this hour. And he writes, Son of God equals the Holy Spirit, equals in the age. Son of David equals in the millennium. And our brother William continues saying here, to obtain the Hebrew people and turn the Hebrew people to the Word of God and bring the Hebrew people to the dispensation of the kingdom, the corresponding title of son will be there. In the book of quotations, also on page 143, notice, that is why no one has been able to convert the Hebrew people, because the Hebrew people will enter into the dispensation of the kingdom, and it's got to be that instrument who will be with that title, God manifesting that title to be able to carry out that work. Notice, that's why he tells us what we read from our brother William just before this, that at any time one of those titles is needed in order to obtain what goes along with that title, it will be manifested. And in order to call the 144,000, and for those 144,000 to be placed in the dispensation of the kingdom, well, God then is required to manifest that title, which we will now see on page 143, paragraph 1277. It tells us, and now it had the picture taken many times, and it hangs in Washington, D.C. as a copyright in the Religious Hall of Art, as the only supernatural being that was ever scientifically proven to be photographed. Same pillar of fire, exactly in the same look and every way, that brought Israel out of Egypt. I believe it's Jesus Christ in spirit form, in the sonship of God. For he was called the Son of Man when he come first. Now he is called Son of God. In the millennium he will be Son of David. He comes Son of Man, a prophet, as was spoke of him. Now he is the Son of God in supernatural. In the great millennium that is to come, he will be Son of David, sitting on the throne of David. And above, he writes, Son of Man, prophet. Son of God, Spirit, Son of David, in the millennium, the Spirit incarnate. And in the message, the Feast of the Trumpets, it tells us on page 37, it tells us, notice now, in closing, the ministry like the seventh angel, the two witnesses under a seventh trumpet, just before the sixth trumpet, just before the seventh trumpet, there he writes, Moses and Elijah under the trumpet, Revelation 11, 15-19. Now remember, I told you I'll bring back this great trumpet. There he draws a cornerstone in the ages, and he also writes the great trumpet. He said what he would do over here in Isaiah. He said the great trumpet would sound, the great trumpet, not trumpets now, Feast of Trumpets. There is two of them, Moses and Elias, to call the trumpet. But under the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord, to announce Joseph returning. See, that all nations would assemble at Jerusalem. And above he writes, announces Joseph in his coming, Christ. And above Joseph he writes, Jesus. Amen. You find that in the book of Isaiah. I just give it to you a while ago, one of those chapters we read. That's in Isaiah 18, 1 and 3. There where it also says, all nations would assemble at Jerusalem. He writes on the side, they will all gathered in Jerusalem. And in Isaiah 27:12-13 is where he sounds that trumpet, and all nations will recognize Israel in her homeland, God with her. Then the bride will come to be with the bridegroom, and the bridegroom with the bride, and then the great millennium. After the whole world is destroyed by atomic power, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth, shall live forever. He writes atomic power. He also writes the war on the left side. Look, right under, notice, the ministry of Moses and Elijah. Now, everybody get it? Let me say it again. The ministry of Moses and Elijah between the sixth and seventh trumpet will be two prophets that they, Israel, always believed their prophets. Israel always believed their prophets. And he writes, Moses and Elijah, Revelation 11:3-7 and 11:15-19. Now, why did the Holy Spirit say to me when I started up to there to show them that he was the Son of God? Said, not yet. You remember that about 5 years ago on my way to India? Said, don't do it. That is when he went there and he was ready to go over there. The Holy Spirit told him, no, it is not the time yet, nor it is the ministry that you have. That is, God was operating in him, the ministry of Elijah, in its fourth manifestation. There on the side he writes, not to Israel yet, the Holy Spirit will be as Son of David. There it has already been answered to us how the Hebrew people will come into the dispensation of the kingdom. It will be in that ministry where God is also operating that title of Son of David as well. All the titles are there, and when he needs to manifest one to carry out the work under that title, he does it. And what is under that title is fulfilled. That is why many can appear trying to go over there or find a way to convert the Hebrew people, but they won't be able to, because it has to be according to the divine program. And many false prophets can rise, many false anointed ones, and they will not be able to do that. Notice there is a part where he talks about, and he writes that they give it another meaning, that is the false prophets. Let us look it up real quick. That should be in the Book of the Ages edited. Because notice that by giving another meaning to the word, they make it ineffective. In other words, those are human interpretations that they give to it, because they are not ordained by God to carry out that work. It is in the Book of Ages, in the part of, on this one, let us see here. It is on this one, on page 330. On the one in Spanish should be 371. Notice, it says there, now in every case, you will notice that a false prophet is one who is outside the word. See? And there he draws a cornerstone and the ages. Outside the age and stage where God is live. Just as we showed you that Antichrist means anti-word, so these false prophets come perverting the word. giving it a meaning that fits their own devilish ends. Have you ever noticed how the people who led others astray bind them closely to themselves by fear? They say that if the people don't do what they say or they live, then destruction will follow. They are false prophets, for a true prophet will always lead one to the Word and bind the people to Jesus Christ. And he won't tell the people to fear him or what he says, but to fear what the Word says. See? They fear what the Word says. That is why, in the fulfillment of the tenth vision, what God has promised us is that he would give the people the rapturing faith through that teaching. Therefore, that instrument would always lead the people to the Word to receive the blessings contained in those titles that he is manifesting at that moment. Because notice, whoever receives everything that God is fulfilling as it was promised, which is the Word being spoken, being revealed, what the thunders contain is the rapturing faith. So therefore, whosoever doesn't receive that teaching and is not following the guidance of the pillar of fire in the great 10th cathedral, well, it is, let us say, by logic that he will not receive the promises contained in what was promised of those who would receive the rapturing faith in the great 10th cathedral. Everything is simple. There is no need to be, let us say, putting things more clearly, although we have done it. However, already automatically, although some examples are given so that the people understand a little more, that everyone who is not receiving what God has promised, what God said would be the fulfillment of the 10th vision, where the mystery of the 7th seal, the mystery of the thunders and all that, which is the rapturing faith, would be preached, made known, well, whoever does not receive that teaching, well, excuse me, he will not make the rapture. He will not receive those blessings. But notice that a true prophet will lead the people to the Word, to hear the Word, not this over here that he mentions about here where he says. Notice how these people, like Judas, are out for money. They get you to sell all you have and give it to them and their schemes. Notice their own project. They're earthly things. And not everything God has commanded us to do, which are the divine projects, such as the Great 10th Cathedral. The rest are human projects. All the rest are human projects. They spend more time on offering than the Word. Those who attempt to operate gifts will make use of a gift which has a margin of error in it. And there he writes, the false prophets give the Word a different meaning. And they ask for money and neglect the Word and call it of God. And people will go to them and bear with them and support them and believe them, not knowing it's the way of death. Yes. The land is full of carnal impersonators. In that last day, they will try to imitate that prophet messenger. Notice, if there are people who are going to be impersonating, imitating, it is because there is a true one. Therefore, that true one will lead them to the Word, to the truth, to the fulfillment of what was promised by the Reverend William Branham and by our brother William Soto Santiago, to be connected with the Great Ten Cathedral, to be receiving the blessings that are being spoken there, which the chosen ones of God are the ones who would receive it, so that they can obtain the blessing of their transformation. That is what it means to be an obedient child. That is what it means to be a chosen one, a predestinated one written in the Lamb's Book of Life, so that they can escape the divine judgments of the Great Tribulation, and thus be able to see that the only hope for mankind is the fulfillment of what was promised, the second coming of the Lord. See how simple everything is? He goes on to say, Brother Leo Petrus and them sent me those Bibles. When they give a million of them out to them Jews coming from Iran and everywhere coming back, assembling themselves together, become a nation. I thought, this is my time. I was already Cairo, Egypt. He said, don't do it now. The hour is not yet. Then I return home. Oh my. Moses and Elijah has got to call. The Pentecostal Jubilee is still going, or had up till this time, see? Now, the Feast of Trumpets has to be known. And he writes, Moses and Elijah called to the Jubilee. Is what he writes there. Moses and Elijah called to the Jubilee. And this one over here of Malachi 4 is not connected with that one over there. Not at all. Not at all. Notice, watch here. The ministry will be Moses and Elijah. And above he writes, the fourth Elijah is not related to Israel. The ministry will be Moses and Elijah, changing and calling Israel from the Jewish tradition. Listen, from the Jewish tradition that they had been mixed up in. Being prophets, they'll believe him. Calling them to the Feast of the Atonement, Christ. Letting them recognize Christ. They'll say, he's coming, he'll be here. The Jews will be gathering, things like that. And then when he comes, say, here I am. Where do you get them scars? In the house of my friend. Now, the same as those two prophets did, remember the Gentile bride is to have a prophet called Elijah. That's to call them out of their traditions. The bride, just the same as the prophets called Jews out of Judaism to Christ, the atonement, and the Gentiles already know the atonement, but is to call the bride back to the original atonement, where these 50 Sabbaths, and he writes, the atonement equals 50th year. They, all these seven Sabbaths that they have got away from, call them back to the end time. And he writes, Jubilee, and he draws a cornerstone in the ages. The seven, listen, the seventh church messengers, the seventh trumpet messengers is all prophets. Now, that's right, injected in the 144,000, calling the seals, which was to the Gentiles. It had to be to the Gentiles to open up to the Gentiles, to see the Gentile church. That's all we know. That's all we listen to. What's already past. We look for Jesus. And he draws a cornerstone in the ages. You say, now wait a minute, Brother Branham. I believe they're going to do this. The last sign that Abraham, and we are the royal seed of Abraham, the bride, the last sign that Abraham ever seen before the promised sign, in other words, the promised son, before the promised sign come, the promised son come, was what? God in a form of a human being that could discern the thoughts of the people. One man, not a dozen, one man, no matter how many impersonations, they had one. And he writes, Elohim. And he discerned the thought was in there. What? And the next thing happened, Abraham and Sarah turned back to a young man and woman. We know that. And he writes above, he draws a cornerstone, and he writes, Abraham and Sarah rejuvenated. Now, I know that kind of chokes you a little bit now, but remember, just so that you be sure to know now, you don't read the Bible like this. You read between the lines. And he writes, read between lines. And see, make the picture come. Watch, Sarah was an old woman, the Bible said. She, her womb was dead. Is that right? Abraham's life was dead in him, his seed. Is that right? Now remember, Abraham's seed was dead. 40 years later, he had 7 sons by another woman. What did he do? He changed their bodies. He writes, Abraham had 7 children with another woman. And on the side he writes, the transformation. He changed their bodies. Notice, that is what he will give each and every one of us in this end time. All those who are receiving the teaching, who are receiving the rapturing faith in a great tent cathedral. The 4 titles of Jesus as Son. Let us stand and thus leave immediately with us our dear brother and friend,
Dr. William Soto Santiago.